Cubitt softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubitts game against Huntsville is made possible by the Burnham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is made possible by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Beliski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architecture, Apple Ford, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, BVR Material, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, Brandit Graphics, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go to the fields with your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubs softball teams this season.
HEB in Brenham is here to make your Easter weekend a breeze. From the tasty starters, the main dish, the must-have sides, and the sweet treats, HEB has it all to make your Easter complete. And don't forget, HEB carries gift baskets, goodies, egg dyeing kits, toys, and cascarones, so you can get all your Easter essentials at one single store. Have no time? Order online and have your items delivered right to your car with curbside or right to your front door. HEB in Brenham, they're always here for you.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
All right, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you out here to Alumni Field on the campus of Brenham High School. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And tonight, it's the Brenham Cubitts getting back into district play against the Huntsville Lady Hornets. And it's also Parents' Night here at Alumni Field. And just prior to before us going on the air, they had a nice ceremony here recognizing the parents of each of the young ladies on the team. And, of course, they played such a big part in helping with bringing the kids up and helping to teach them the ropes.
It's such a special moment, Doug, and I'm so glad to see you know, the high school do this both at softball and at baseball games because, you know, the parents are such a vital, vital part of these young ladies and the young men up in baseball. So they and the parents here have really supported this Cubitt softball team.
Yeah, and tonight on the special night we recognize them. Each of the moms got to take some flowers back with them. And now we get ready for some softball action, and this is an important district matchup for both these two teams. And we'll talk more about that as we continue with our pregame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com. And check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sale Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
And we come back here to Alumni Field. And, of course, this big district matchup between the Brenham Cubettes and the Huntsville Lady Hornets. Both these two teams come in here 1-2 in district competition, having both of them, the wins have come against Brian Rutter. And right now, you got to think whoever wins this one wants the big thing, win this one and keep pace with the other teams in the district, because you don't want to drop this one and drop further back toward the cellar.
No doubt about it. It's, as they would say, is it a must game? Not necessarily, but.
Yeah.
Here comes the big but. You know, you just don't want to fall down two losses in the loss column. And this is so important, and the Cubettes being back at home here this evening, I think we're going to be in for an interesting evening this evening.
And especially important because they got Lake Creek on Friday night, so important to get a win here. Lake Creek right now leading the district. They actually played Rutter last night and won that one 15-0, so Lake Creek off to a 5-0 start in district, and 21-1 on the season this year. They just seem to rebuild every year.
I tell you what, whatever.
A reload every year.
Rebuild, whatever it is. I tell you what, here we thought when they had the all-world pitcher here several years ago, mm-hmm. and here they come back the next year, and I think I'm correct on this, they go back to the state tournament again without her. So,
yeah.
Very, very important, you know, and the Cubs will be ready for the matchup. I know that. Coach Roberts gets our team ready to play.
And then take a look at the rest of the district standings. You got College Station in second place right now, 3-1. A&M Consolidated, third place, they're 2-1. Fourth place right now, you got Brenham and Huntsville tied at 1-2. Montgomery is in sixth place at 1-3. And then Rutter bringing up the rear at 0-4. And that is a look at district, and we've got more to come here on the pregame show as we continue. Oh, by the way, also tonight, A&M Consolidated and College Station facing each other tonight, so that ought to be an interesting one, and we'll keep our eyes on that. And then Montgomery has the bye this evening. Meanwhile, let's take another break, and we'll be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work. work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
All right, and it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups. And the starting lineups brought to you by T&A Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Give them a call for a free quote. And for the Huntsville Lady Hornets, leading things off will be Chloe Klowinski at second base. Batting second, the right fielder, Sophia Ramirez. Batting third, catcher, Chloe Sanders. Batting fourth will be the first baseman, Jordan Boulding. Batting fifth, center fielder, Angelique Hernandez. Batting sixth, third baseman, Katie Thorpe. Batting seventh will be the left fielder, June Reed. Batting eighth, designated player, Riley Hansen, and she'll be hitting for the pitcher, McKenna Parker. And batting ninth will be the shortstop, Carly Little. And now for your Brenham Cubettes, leading it off will be Mackenzie Thiemann playing third base. Batting second will be the pitcher, Leighton Davis. Batting third will be the first baseman, Kylie Baker. Batting fourth, left fielder, Harper Castillo. Batting fifth will be the right fielder, Sandra Prieto. Batting sixth, center fielder, Alden Jacks. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, J.C. Hager. Batting eighth will be the designated player, McKenna Marsters, who'll be hitting for the catcher, Isabel Hyatt. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Allie Thiemann. Those are the lineups, and Coach Cole Bohannon and Coach Katie Roberts with the meeting with the umpires at home plate. And while they're doing that, we'll take another break and be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blenn Bucks baseball, Blenn Lady Bucks softball, Brenham Cub baseball, and the Brenham Cubette softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds.
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
All right, as we come back here, I'm going to pass some scores along to you real quick. Blinn Buccaneer softball, of course, we'll be seeing them on Saturday, but had a doubleheader this afternoon against North Central Missouri College, and Bucks sweep the doubleheader 10-2 and 12-0. In that first game, it was Hallie Scheel and Annie Beckendorf, each with home runs. Brent Gallimore got the win. Second game, Bucks won it 12-0, and Caden Sweese with a home run, and Madison Brackno gets the win in there. Complete game, two-hit shutout. And don't forget, coming up, Buccaneer baseball will be taking on Galveston tonight at 6 o'clock. And then Brenham Cub baseball on the road against Lake Creek. And that one is a 7 o'clock start time. And they're getting ready for the intros here. And while they're doing that, let's go ahead and take another break. And let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
All right, and now the official announcements for the Cubettes.
Number 6, Kate Martin.
Number 8, Sloan Tucker. Number 10, Payson Gurka. Number 11, McKenna Commit. Number 14, Reagan Wall. Number 19, Braylon Stray. And starting tonight for the Cubettes, leading off playing third base, number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann. Batting second and pitching, number 7, Leighton Davis. Batting third, playing first base, number 18, Kylie Baker. Batting fourth, playing left field, number 2, Harper Castillo. Batting fifth, playing right field, number 15, Sandra Prieto. Batting sixth, playing center field, number 5, Evan Jacks. Batting seventh, playing second base, number 3, J.C. Hager. Batting eighth, the designated player, number 21, McKenna Marsters. Batting ninth, playing shortstop, number 1, Allie Tiemann. The flex player that's catching tonight, number 12, Isabel Hyatt. The Cubette managers are Ava Scheel, Kylie Manti, and the Cubettes are coached by Katie Roberts, Kelly Baker, Prayer Eshe, and Aaron Jackson. If you would now please rise, remove your hats, and join us joining and singing in the national anthem.
Thank you.
All right, and that'll send us to tonight's first pitch, and we'll have it for you right after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA74166E.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
And here's the windup, and the first pitch from Leighton Davis is fouled away. And first pitch at 5:28, and we're officially getting this one started. Brenham Cubettes and the Huntsville Lady Hornets.
Nothing better than getting started ahead of schedule.
Oh, yeah. Pitch foul away, and it's quickly here 0-2 on Kowinski. And time now also for our game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And we'll get to that forecast after the next pitch. And that one is pop foul down the right field side, and it's going to go out of play over towards the batting cages. And right now here at the ballpark, we've got 63 degrees outside and a 13-mile-an-hour wind, which gives it a feel-like temperature of 60 degrees. Sunset tonight scheduled for 7:35, and sunshine is the schedule. And then this one, ground ball is short. Tiemann knocks it down, throw to first, and she will beat it out. And so Kowinski aboard. And it'll be an E6 to start things off. And Sophia Ramirez, the batter now, is a lefty up there. And tomorrow morning, got sunrise scheduled for 7:31. It's going to be 44 degrees for the overnight low. And that is a look at your game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. And Ramirez bunts it, and it's a fair ball. High it up with it, throws to first, and gets the out.
Nice play there by Isabel, getting that ball with the speedy runner going to first base, getting the sure out at first.
Yeah, that was glad she was able to get to it so quickly, because that thing was just barely hit out in front of the home plate there.
Was it 6 inches? If it was that much.
If that much. And she had to hurry and get that throw down to Baker. And so that's one out. And on the play, Kowinski moves to second base and brings up Chloe Sanders, the catcher. And pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Huntsville dressed out in their black road uniforms. Got bets in the home white uniforms. And both have green in the color scheme, so they didn't have to worry about St. Patrick's Day today.
You got that right. You know, I was out and about a little bit, and no one ever didn't see anyone making any comments about St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. So. Pitch was inside for a ball. And Davis with the next pitch. And that's another ball. And that one up high, ball four, and Sanders draws the walk. But two aboard now for Jordan Boulding. Boulding, the first baseman.
Now batting number eight, Jordan Boulding.
Another lefty in the lineup. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Davis is shooting for that outside corner, trying to get her chased, but no such luck. And a pie for a ball, and it's 2-0. And time is called, and Mackenzie Tiemann coming in to have a word with Davis. Meanwhile, Baker goes over into second to have a word with Hager.
Here we go, Lane.
Davis, sophomore right-hander, her second year on the varsity. And this one fouled away.
That was a good pitch there by Layton. Had it on that outside corner, getting her to foul it off.
And that one, a high pop out to left field. And Castillo over. She'll make the grab for out number two.
Big out.
Now batting number three, Angelique Hernandez.
So Angelique Hernandez, the center fielder, now comes up.
Wind's whipping a little now.
Most definitely. You can see out in center field the three flags behind the center field fence, they are definitely going out there. And first pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And strike two, good pitch.
Oh, really, really good pitch there. Knee high on that outside corner, not giving her anything good to hit.
Two on, two out. Next pitch over to second, gets past Hager. And that is going to be an RBI single. And Huntsville is going to strike first here. As Klawinski comes in to score and makes it 1-0 Huntsville. So the error does come back to bite the Cubettes here in the first inning. And that'll bring up Katie Thorpe.
Now batting number 11, Katie Thorpe.
So runners at the corner, still two down here. Brennan just needs one more out to get out of this inning. And a pitch down low, bounced up there. Good stop there by Hyatt. And this Some slow roller back to the circle, and up with it is Davis. She'll throw to first and get the out. So in that inning, there was one run on one hit, one error, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Huntsville 1, Cubettes coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services. Not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
All right, as we come back here, and for Huntsville, it is McKenna Parker warming things up. She'll be looking at the top three in the Cubet batting order, Mackenzie Tiemann, Leighton Davis, and Kylie Baker. Huntsville with the early 1-0 lead, but now the Cubets coming up for their first at-bats of the game.
Leading off for the Cubets, number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann.
And Tiemann get the start at third base tonight. And Parker with her first pitch and bounced up there, ball 1-0.
Those 4 years just flew by, Doug.
They certainly did.
Yeah.
Hard to believe she is a senior already.
Gosh.
Yeah, that went up high, 2-0. And next pitch, 3-0. And so far, nothing anywhere close for Tiemann to hit. And that one, ball 4, and Tiemann draws the leadoff walk. That'll bring up Leighton Davis.
Leighton Davis.
Cubettes seen their first action since last week, Monday, when they beat Brian Rutter, 10-0 run rule.
Had a little bit of a spring break.
Yep, and that one up high, throw back in.
Whoa!
Tiemann, be careful there. Good throw by the catcher for Huntsville, that's Sanders. And for the Cubettes, you got Coach Katie Roberts at third and Coach Kelly Baker at first base. And next one is a strike, and it's 1-1. Parker ready with the next pitch to Davis. Davis sends this one a ground ball over to first. First baseman through the ball, and she's going to be safe. And so I'll put two runners on for Brenham. Now nobody out. Brings up Kylie Baker.
Now batting number 18, Kylie Baker.
And Baker squares away the legs. A good one down. Throw to first. They get the out, but she does her job and moves the runners up. But, yeah, perfectly placed sacrifice bunt. And so Tiemann goes to third. Davis goes to second. And that'll bring up Harper Castillo.
Number 2, Harper Castillo.
And Castile sends us one, and that is going to drop in for a base hit. Coming in the score is Tiemann, and we're tied 1-1. Now, Davis ran through the stop sign and got caught for the out and throw back to second, and safe in there is Castillo. So it's an RBI single.
Now batting number 15, Sandra Prieto.
And Davis erased 17, and so Prieto batting. And Mackenzie Tiemann just made the first run of the game. And the first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. As Prieto takes one down low for a ball. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And Prieto back to the pitcher. And she'll throw to first and retire the side. In the inning, though, the Cubettes do get that run back on one hit, one error, and one left on. And we go to the second inning, all tied at one apiece. Back into we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown, too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy, for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
All right, as we come back here, it's time to start the top of the second inning. And it's going to be June Reed, followed by Riley Hansen and Carly Little, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for Huntsville. Against Leighton Davis. We're all tied up at 1-1. And pitch is taken for a strike, and 0-1 on June Reed, the left fielder. And next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-2.
Well, another really good pitch there by Leighton Davis. Knee high, outside corner.
And that one outside, and it's 1-2. We're going to miss in. Down on strike skills, Reed, for out number one.
Now batting number nine, Riley Hansen.
Check her swing. Umpire says she went around and so on one. Right-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. Answer the designated player hitting for the pitcher, McKenna Parker. And that one got the outside corner, and it's quickly here 0-2.
I'll tell you what, another good pitch. I like the way Leighton is moving her pitches around.
And that one's a little squibbler and gets into right field for a base hit. Hager was over there to knock it down, but that was just as slow as that thing was going and putting it in between first and second, they weren't going to get her.
That was that oops swing.
Yeah. Well, she didn't mean to hit it, but did just enough to get on. And that'll bring up Carly Little.
And in the scorebook tomorrow, you'll never know the difference.
Yeah. And that one foul over toward the third base dugout. It's a one-on-one out here in the top of the second. And strike right down the heart of the plate there by Davis, and it is 0-2. And that one foul tip. And that one, a ground ball to third, teaming up with throws to Hager for one, and they're not going to get the double play, but they at least get the force out.
Nice call there, Doug. Good, clean fielding play there by McKenzie at third.
Number two,
gets the lead runner at second.
Yeah, Hager tried to turn it just a little too quickly getting down that line, but two outs, only one on. And back to the top of the Huntsville batting order with Chloe Klawinski. Lowency reached in there and scored the first run of the ball game for the Lady Hornets. And that one back up the middle of base hit. She just smoked that one.
I tell you what, you're right. There was definitely a trail of smoke behind that one.
And now Sophia Ramirez, the batter.
Sophia Ramirez.
So Huntsville now with two on and two out. And Ramirez takes a strike, 0-1. Left-hand batter against the right-handed pitcher, Davis. And swing and a miss. And quickly here, 0-2. And outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. And that one is going to be a base hit in front of Castile, and that's going to load the bases now. And bring up Chloe Sanders, the catcher.
Ramirez had a pitch on the outside corner, went with the pitch. Clean single on left field.
Number 18, Chloe Sanders.
Sanders walked her first time up. And so now Huntsville playing for the big inning. And that one in there for a strike. Davis just got to stay focused here and get this last out. And that's a ball. It's 1-1. And that one back up the middle of the hit. That's going to score one, and another one coming. No,
got it.
And she's safe. Throw back to third, and that's going to be a two-run single for Sanders. Little scores. Klawinski scores. Ramirez is at third.
Now batting, number eight, Jordan.
Brings up Bolding. Yeah, looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner for Sanders.
Tell you what, just another well-hit ball up the middle.
Alexis Barber.
Yeah, Alexis Barber going to run for Sanders. And it's now 3-1 Huntsville. And this one, chopper back to the pitcher. Davis throws to first, gets the out, and the inning is over. But Huntsville does come up with two runs on four hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Huntsville leading Brenham 3-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
All right, as we head to the bottom of the second inning, Huntsville leading Brenham 3-1. Cubs down trying to bounce back here. They've got Alden Jacks, J.C. Hager, and McKenna Marsters scheduled at the plate.
Leading off, number five, Alden Jacks.
And Jacks batting. And first pitch is a changeup in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And another one in there for a strike. And Parker quickly has a 2-0 count on Jacks.
Tell you what, good pitch there by Parker. She had a knee-high inside corner.
And that one says he fouled it off her foot. So the count will hold it 0-2. And that one, foul tip. Jack's hanging in there. And now she's ready to step back in. Parker delivers. And Jack fouls that one over to the right side, over towards the bullpen area. And 2 on Jax. And since this one a high fly ball, and the left fielder going
okay.
Over her head. And Jax is going to end up going to third with a triple. That's how we like to lead off an inning.
There we go.
Got it up in that wind, and the wind just kept carrying. And that'll bring up J.C. Hager, the second baseman.
Now batting number 3, J.C. Hager.
And takes the pitch for a ball, 1-0. McKenna Marster is waiting on deck. And pitch is taken for a strike. And a pie for a ball. Bunt pops it up. And it's going to be caught. Tried for suicide. And ends up being a pop up to the catcher. Jax has to hold a third. And that'll bring in McKenna Marsters. Marsters batting for the catcher, Isabel Hyatt. And that one back up the middle. Shortstop booted the ball. Still gets Marsters at first, but coming in to score run number 2 is Alden Jax. That's 2 away, and they'll bring up Allie Tiemann. And it's now 3-2. Huntsville's lead down to 1.
Now batting number 1, Allie Tiemann.
Tiemann up for her first at bat. And the pitch to her. Take it for a strike.
We did get the run in.
Absolutely.
That's an important thing.
And Tiemann pops this one up. Center fielder calling for it, and she'll make the grab for out number 3. But in that inning for the Cubettes, they do come up with 1 run on 1 hit. There were no errors. And nobody left on base, and we go to the 3rd inning. It is Huntsville 3, Brenham 2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Lamorello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh-cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strand Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
All right, we're getting back here to start the 3rd inning. And it's going to be Angelique Hernandez, Katie Tharp, and June Reed batting here against Leighton Davis. And that one got away from Davis as it came up to the plate, and it's ball 1. Hernandez had an RBI single her last time up. Swung on and missed. And right now, Huntsville leading Brenham 3-2. Davis could use a quick inning here.
The Cubettes have a defensive change.
Okay.
McKenna Marster's now at first base.
Yeah, pitch swung on and missed. Okay.
We have Collie Baker warming up in the bullpen.
Okay. And that one foul up the third base side. And that one taken outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes now on Hernandez. And that one foul over to the on deck circle. And Tharbet has taken her bat out there and bumped that away. That was heading straight for her.
Got to bounce around over there.
And bounced up their ball. And a full count, 3-2. That one back up middle of base hit. And so Hernandez, 2-2.
That'll bring up number 11, Katie Thorpe.
And Katie Thorpe, the batter. Squares away, lays a good bunt down. And only play is to first. So one down now brings up June Reed, the left fielder.
Number four, June Reed.
One out, one on. Reed, the batter. Squares away the bunt. Throw down and... I threw that one at the center, but luckily Jax was there to back up the throw.
Good job there by Alden Jax backing up that throw.
And a pie for a ball. And that one foul back into the screen.
Strikeout would be big here.
Yes. Let's see if Reagan can get her. Or let's see if Layton can get her. And down low a ball.
There it is.
Oh! Right down the heart of the plate. Did not get the call from the home plate umpire. And it's a full count now, 3-2.
Wow. I was just getting ready to comment, Doug, that hadn't seen much of Layton's changeup, but she came with changeup there. Really good pitch.
And fastball just blew her away and strike her out anyway. And two down now. And brings up Riley Hansen.
Now batting number nine, Riley Hansen.
Hanson single her last time up. And that one is popped back in. It's off the side of the press box. Luckily on the far side, not on our end.
Yeah. Rang the bell a little.
And down low for a ball.
Hanson would have singled her last at bat.
And the pitcher, and that one is going to get in the hole. And scoots past. Prieto goes all the way to the wall. And it's going to end up an RBI double. And that's going to make it 4-2 in favor of Huntsville. As Hernandez scores.
Tell you what, Doug, they get runners on base and they find a way to get them across.
And they're not hard hit balls, Tommy. No. It's just they just find the holes.
They find the holes.
And Carly Little, the batter now. And that one up high for a ball. That one, another one squeaks through, and they're going to send her, well, they thought about sending her home, but Jack's up on the throw.
Oh, good job there by Layton backing up Isabel Hyatt.
Jack's made the throw and kept the run from coming in.
Nice play by Alden.
Anthony had to hold up, and now they are going to go to Kylie Baker. Coach Roberts has seen enough, and with a 4-2 lead, we're going to have a pitching change. And so with a pitching change, we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Corthen Linke Welding. Visit CorthenLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
All right, as we come back here, we got some changes for the Cubettes, and we'll get to those momentarily. But first, this pitching change sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at
836-3613
to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 or Wellman Insurance. And first pitch is a ball, 1-0. And Harper Castillo has moved from the outfield to the infield. She's now playing first. You got Allie Thiemann at second, Mackenzie Thiemann at short. Leighton Davis moves from the circle to third base. Pitch swung on and missed.
You got J.C. Hager in left.
And Alden Jackson center. And Sandra Prieto in right. And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 2-1. Swung and missed, and that is 2-2.
Yeah, Kylie came with a high pitch and got her to go for it.
And down low for a ball.
Oh, got her.
Miss. Got her on strikes. And that will retire the side, but in the inning, they do tack on another run on three hits. There were no errors. And two left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. And it is Huntsville 4, Cubs 2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs. In business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
And back we go here to the bottom of the third inning. And McKenzie team in the batter. First pitch, check swing. Base umpire says no. Teammate walked her first time up and scored the first run of the game for the Cubettes. And pitch from Parker. Teammate sends this one high drive deep out to center, and it is over the center fielder's head. And she's going to be in there with a stand-up double.
That's what we need to start off an inning.
And now that'll ring up Leighton Davis.
Now batting number 7, Leighton Davis.
And Davis fouls that one over toward the on-deck circle on the right side by the Huntsville dugout. And that one, that's going to get back up the middle. Shortstop overthrows the first, gets the out. But Davis does the job and moves teaming over to third.
Now batting number 18, Kylie Baker.
Now let's see if Baker can get this run home and tighten that lead. And pitch ticking for a strike. Or no, we call that a ball, 1-0. That one fouled back in the screen behind home plate. Swing on, missed. 1-2. And that one set high fly ball. Runner tagging. Coming home and scoring his teammate on the sack fly. Making a 4-3 game. And now Harper Castillo, the batter.
Now batting number two, Harper Castillo.
That one back in the middle. That is going to be a base hit. And now brings up Sandra Prieto.
Now batting number 15, Sandra Prieto.
Ground ball to second. Only play is to first. And then on the top of the side, but the Cubs do get one run back on two hits. There are no errors and one left on. And we have played through three. We're all tied, Huntsville leading Brenham 4-3 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Today and tomorrow.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up, Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
And we come back here to Alumni Field, top of the fourth inning. And for the Huntsville Lady Hornets, it's going to be Sophia Ramirez, Chloe Sanders, and Jordan Boulding against the new pitcher, Kylie Baker. Baker came on in the last inning and takes the first pitch for a strike. And next pitch taken for a ball, 1-1. And that one up high for a ball. That next one is a strike call. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the inning. Ramirez is trying to get it aboard any way she can.
Oh, good pitch.
And swing and a miss, down on strikes. And that'll bring up Chloe Sanders. Sanders is a walk and a two-run single.
That'll bring up number 18, Chloe Sanders.
I guess that's two strikeouts in a row for Kylie.
Yes, they are. And takes a strike on one. Short missed. And quickly here, 0-2. Strikes goes Sanders. It's two away now. And that'll ring up Jordan Boulding.
That was just a real lively fastball.
Yes, Hey, the sun's going down. We can actually see the scoreboard now.
Sun must have got behind a cloud.
Yeah. Long look in by Baker. Pitch swing and a miss. 1-2. Now can Baker strike out the side here? And this one a little flare and team it all makes it up for out number three. And so in that inning for the first time tonight. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Three up and three down. What a relief. Come to Brennan National Bank and get financial relief. They made banking fun, member FDIC. And it is Huntsville leading Brennan 4-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Blake Stander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
All right, as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, it is Alden Jacks, J.C. Hager, and McKenna Marsters to take on for the Huntsville Hornets, McKenna Parker. And Jacks takes the first pitch, Rabal 1-0. And it's also time now for our Whataburger recap, brought to you by Whataburger, 21801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your own hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And just quickly here, one ball, one strike on Alden Jacks. And lays down a bunt. Picking Noah Button. And it's going to get away on the throw. And Jackson's going to end up at second. I think we're going to call that a single and a knee one there.
There you go.
That puts Jackson in scoring position now for J.C. Hager.
We had a base runner.
Yep. Yeah. So right now it is Huntsville leading the Cubs 4-3. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. That one, a high fly ball out to right. It's going to be caught. Tagging is Hager, Jax is going to come into third base.
Hey, got her to third.
Now batting number 21, McKenna Marsters.
And McKenna Marsters, the batter. On back to the recap, Huntsville got it going in the top of the first inning. Angelique Hernandez on an RBI single made it 1-0. Cubettes got that run back on an RBI single by Harper Castillo. And then it was Huntsville getting two runs on the board in the second inning as Sanders hit a two-run single that scored Carly Little and Joey Klowinski and a little ground ball foul up the first base side. In and Huntsville managed another run in the top of the fourth before the Cubs got the run back in this inning. And next pitch coming. That one, a fly ball out to right. That is going to drop in for a hit. And coming in to score is going to be Olive Jacks. And it looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner.
That was one of those perfect place ones, Doug.
Yep.
Okay, that's Isabel Hyatt. Yes.
Okay.
Running for Marsters.
Now batting number one, Allie Tiemann.
Well, I got offline here somewhere. Okay. So Tiemann still second.
Hyatt.
Hyatt still second. Next pitch inside for a ball. Taken for a ball. Tying run is in now. Kevin's trying to take the lead for the first time tonight. If they can get another big hit here. And that one foul over toward the dugout. Pitch, and that one is a slow roller to shortstop, and she beat it out. It'll be runners out of the corners, and now they've got a run down and throw back, and she just beats it in down there at third. Brenham taking a chance there, but luckily this time it paid off.
You're exactly right, Doug.
Yeah.
Coach Roberts explaining that to Isabel right now.
Yep. And so McKenzie team in the batter now with a chance for put the Cubettes in the lead if she can come through with a hit. Takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0.
That would be a welcome.
And since this one, a little blooper out to short and shortstop, caught it for out number two. So now it'll be up to Leighton Davis.
I'll bring up number seven, Leighton Davis.
McKenzie just did not get a good swing on that. Kind of reach for it.
That one gets away, runner coming home. And coming in to score the go-ahead run there is Hyatt. And it's 5-4, Brenham. Meanwhile, Allie Tiemann moves over to third, so it was a double steal there. And pitch to Davis, taken for a strike. Here we go, One up high for a ball. One on, two outs here in the inning. And that one is down the line. Ooh. Just foul.
Had one eye totally blocked and could barely see with the other one. Just missed that line.
And that one is down the line, and another one that hooks foul.
I was kind of hoping, Doug, that with that wind coming from the south, southeast,
yeah.
I was kind of hoping it might bring it back in. But.
And there we go. It's going to be a base hit to center. And she's going to try to go for two, and she's going to be in there. Demon scores. That makes it 6-4 now, Cubettes. And that's going to bring a visit to the circle from Coach Bohannon.
Well, then, it used to be a dance hall. He's a gun and lights off just you and I.
And RBI double there for Davis. Six to four lead for Brenham. Still batting here in the bottom of the fourth. Three runs are in.
That'll bring up number 18, Kylie Baker.
Baker's been up twice. Doesn't have an official at bat yet. She's got a sack punt and a sack fly. And takes the pitch for a ball. It's 1-0.
A good opportunity to add to her cause.
And takes a strike. 1-1. And foul it off her foot. And throw back, and she's safe. Time is called.
Ooh, made that closer than we wanted.
Yeah, she kind of went a
little
late. I think
the umpire is going to question this. I mean, the coach from Huntsville is going to question.
She went in kind of lackadaisical there.
Seen a little bit of everything except a hit batter.
Yep. And that one, a little flare, that is going to drop just in front of the dugout over on the first base side. Holds the count at 2-2 to Baker. And this one to pop up over to third base. And she'll take care of that for out number three. So in the inning, though, the Cubettes do come up with three runs on four hits. There was one error and one left on. And we go to the fifth inning. Brenham leading it now 6-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
All right, as Callie Baker gets set to work the top of the fifth inning.
Leading off for the
Brenham Cubs leading this one now 6-4. Over the Huntsville Lady Hornets, it'll be Angelique Hernandez, Katie Thorpe, and June Reed. Hernandez so far perfect 2-for-2, but those were against the starting pitcher, Leighton Davis. Let's see what she can do here against Baker. And pitches up high for a ball, 1-0. And that one fouled over to the right side, heading toward the creek area. One ball and one strike. And they're going to see that she go around. Base umpire says no.
Notice, Doug, one of the trees to our right in full foliage.
Yeah, looks great.
Spring green. Oh, yes.
And that is a strike call, 2-2. And that one, a base hit. Jack's over to cut it off, running to go in the second. And she'll be in there with a double. And Hernandez, 3-for-3 in the game.
She's been a nemesis.
Yep. And now that'll bring up Katie Thorpe.
Now batting number 11.
Thorpe
Katie
over one
Thorpe.
With a sack punt. And pitch is taken for a ball. That one up high. 2-0 count. Strike call, burned off that outside corner. It's 2-1.
That was a pretty pitch.
Yeah, foul ball up the first base side. Ball. 3-2 full count now on Thorpe. And ground ball. That's going to scoot through in for a hit. Going to hold the runner at third. I'll put runners at the corners now for June Reed.
Now batting number four, June Reed.
And pitch taken for a strike on one count. So far, 0 for 2 with two punch outs.
Need another one in the worst way.
Yes. And then just going to let Thorpe have second. The runner second, third, nobody out.
Oh, and yes.
Got her on strikes. That is huge.
Big out.
That's that trick for Reed. And now brings up Riley Hansen. And pitch taken for a ball.
Hanson with a single and a double also.
Pitch down low again and 2-0. Hanson single the first time up, RBI double last time up. Came back up and got her with a little rise ball action there, and it's 2-1.
Good pitch from Kylie.
And foul back into the screen. Now two balls, two strikes. And that one knocked out off the glove of Baker. That's going to get one run home, another run coming home. Throw the plates cut off. They're going to go to second. It's safe there, too. So Hernandez scores. Thorpe scores. And we're all tied up again, 6-6.
Now batting number five, Carly Little.
And that'll bring up Carly Little, the shortstop. That one taken for a strike.
Hernandez and Hanson have been rough.
Mm-hmm. Strike swung on and missed. That one over to third. Tiemann fires across. Low throw. Or Davis, excuse me, low throw. And another error. Brings another run in. As Hansen scores. And that now makes it 7-6. Yeah, that's going to bring Coach Roberts out of the dugout. And the main thing here, probably just trying to get them to settle down and get an out somewhere. As we go back to the top of the Huntsville batting order with Chloe Glowinski. Glowinski's been on base twice, an error and a single. She's also scored a couple of runs.
Batting number two, Chloe Glowinski.
Kylie was able to strike her out the last time.
Yes. And pitches inside, ball one. And still just one out in the inning. Swung and a miss.
Good pitch.
1-1. And a pie for a ball. And that one way high, a ball. And it's 3-1 now on Glowinski. Going to be popped up.
Oh, gosh.
Hyatt and Castillo both going for it. Neither one. I heard somebody calling for it, but whoever wasn't calling for it didn't listen, and they both collided.
I'm going to. Harper should have called her off because all. Harper's coming in.
Yeah, she had the better angle on
She had the better angle on the play. And
now batting number 17,
third error in the inning for the Cubettes. And that'll bring up Sophia Ramirez.
Who'd you give it to?
I guess
Isabel?
I get it. Let's see who the official scorers gave it to. I'd give it to Castillo, but let's see what the... Swung out and missed. So it's now 7-6.
Got a force at any base.
Oh, they actually scored it a single.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. That's surprising.
Yes, it is. Oh, good pitch. Came a changeup, Doug. Good changeup there by Kylie.
Now batting number 18, Chloe Sanders.
And so strikeout. They're two down now. Now let's see if Baker can get out of this inning. Huntsville with four runs here in the top of the fifth. They have retaken the lead 7-6. And pitches down low for a ball. That one is a strike called. And the pie for a ball. 2-1. And the pie for a ball. Just looking at in the crowd, saw somebody with a chili dog. That looks pretty tempting right now.
Tried to get a go for that high outside pitch, but
and down low ball four, and the inning continues. Bases loaded now for Huntsville. Jordan Bolling coming out. Bolling is 0-3 in the game. And they're going to get a runner for Sanders. That's going to be Barber.
And that is Kylie's first walk, correct?
Correct. And only just the second walk total given up by Brennan.
Yes.
And Sanders has drawn both of them. And next pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Pitch up and in a ball. And down low for a ball, and it's 3-0. And a strike call, and it's 3-1. As Huntsville has now batted around this inning.
Yeah, well, you don't want to get to Hernandez either.
No. Especially not with bases loaded.
Oh, good pitch.
And strike called.
Knee high on that outside corner. Really good
so
pitch.
So full count now, 3-2. Let's see if Baker can get out of this inning. And that one, slow roller to second. Throw to first.
Oh,
got
big
it.
Out.
And that'll retire the side. But in that inning, they do put four runs on the board. And it four runs on the board, and Huntsville leads at 7-6. And it's now time for our Mattress Guys giveaway inning. And be the third caller right now to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maluva Z pillow from the Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenneman, former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. Stop in, check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. Back with the bottom half of the inning. All right, actually, let's just stay right here because they're already ready for the bottom half of the fifth. And it'll be Harper Castillo coming to the plate against Parker. Brenham trailing it 7-6. Castillo's 2-for-2 with two singles and an RBI. And first pitch to her up high for a ball, 1-0. It'll be Harper Castillo, Sandra Prieto, and Alden Jackson this inning. And And up high for a ball. And takes a strike. And Castillo down the line, fair ball. And she's going for two, and she'll be in there with a stand-up double. And just like that, Harper Castillo, 3 for 3 in the game.
Now batting number 15, Sandra Prieto.
And so now Sandra Prieto now.
Needed that at the right time.
Absolutely. Just hugged that line, hit the base, bounced up, and went into the corner. And Pistol Prieto is taking for a strike, 0-1. Right now for Cubettes, they just need some base runners. And Pistol Prieto inside for a ball. And that one, right at the second baseman, throw to first, gets the out. But she does move Castillo over to third. And that'll bring up Alden Jacks. Jacks 2 for 2 so far tonight with a triple and a single. And she's also scored a couple of runs. Sophomore center fielder. And Pistuer is a strike call. It's 0-1. Scores away the bunt, and they'll bunt it foul. Three balls, two strikes. And she fouls that one over the stands and back behind us. And that one back in the middle, knocked down Castillo. Coming on, she's safe.
Yes.
Put underneath the tag, and we're all tied up 7-7.
I like that move there by Coach Roberts. You know, trying to make something happen, and she made it happen.
Yep. Swung and a miss. Jack's going down the second, and she's safe. Well, Jack's scored. That's a fielder's choice. And fouled away.
I got that one right.
Me too. And J.C. Hager, the batter right now.
Those scorekeepers have been real lenient sometimes.
Yep. And so this one, a fly ball out to right. Jack's tagging, and she's heading for third, and she's going to be in there.
I tell you what, good strong throw there by the right fielder.
And now See if Marsters can get that run home and put running back out in front.
Marsters
1-for-2 with a pair of RBIs and a run scored. Or pinch runner, I should say, scored the run. But anyway, 1-for-2 with two RBIs. And that one inside, Marsters did a good job of getting out of the way to avoid getting hit. Allie Tiemann waiting on deck. Marsters takes a strike. Foul tip. Makes it a 1-2 count. And that one ground ball. Shortstop up with it. Throws to first and gets the out to retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubs do tie it up on one run, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we go to the sixth inning. We're all tied 7-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating. Your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
All right, congratulations to our mattress guys. Winner John Harmeyer tonight.
Tell you what, congratulations, John, former teammate of mine, former Brenham Cub, former Blinn Buck.
And my former 7th grade social studies teacher. And pitch is a strike call.
Great individual, great family.
You couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
One of the best. One of the best.
And pitches up high for a ball. We're all tied up at 7 apiece.
I don't want to wish her any bad luck, Doug, but do you think we could either break her toe or something? She's been a nemesis today.
Yeah. Hernandez so far perfect on the day. 3-for-3, two singles, a double, an RBI, and two runs scored. And Thomas Calder bringing some sunglasses out for Castillo.
That sun's in a.
It's right in her face.
It's getting tough right now. You got that.
And ball four, and Hernandez draws the walk, so she's now been on base all four times tonight. And that'll bring up Katie Thorpe.
Now batting number 11, Katie Thorpe.
Thorpe 1-for-2, single, sack bunt, and scored a run.
Tell you what, these Lady Hornets, they just don't go away.
No, and foul that one away. One, four, one. It's just been a seesaw game back and forth. And right now all tied up here in the top of the sixth, 7-7. Scores away the bunt, swings through it. And that's strike two. And Baker with her next pitch. Foul back into the screen. It's off the top of one of the poles holding it up. And that one foul back again right into that netting.
Got just enough again.
And that one foul up the first base side. Still no balls. It's no balls, two strikes on Thor. One on, nobody out. This one, high pop, and this time Hyatt calls for it and hit into the fence.
Great effort there by Isbell.
Yeah. And Coach Roberts coming out to check on Hyatt, make sure she's okay. Yeah, she shakes her head. Yeah, she's all right.
She's a catcher.
Yeah. You got to be tough to play catcher.
You got to be tough. That guy in that picture over there was a catcher.
Ah. Throw down a second and runner in there safe. Stolen base for Hernandez. Gets her in the scoring position now.
She's done everything else today. She might as well steal a base. Need a strikeout here.
Yeah, one foul tip. In the dirt of Paul.
A nice block there by Isabel Hyatt. Thorpe's only fouled off a couple.
Next pitch from Baker.
Oh.
Down low for a ball.
They lose her now.
Let's go. Right now, Cubettes just need to get it out anywhere they can. That one fouled away again. Huntsville came into this one tonight with a 9-13 overall record, but they certainly had not played like a 9-13.
They have not played like 9-13.
That one foul. Over to the right side, just went past the first base dugout. And now we're teaming over to retrieve it. And the 3-2.
Oh, good pitch.
Oh, good, great pitch there. From Kylie Baker, gets a much needed out. For Baker, that's her sixth strikeout since coming into the game.
Now batting number four, June Reed.
June Reed coming in. She so far is 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. Squares away to bunt, puts it down, Baker up with it, fires to first, gets the out. On the play, Hernandez moves over to third. And then bring in Riley Hansen. Hansen's been on base all three times.
Number nine, Riley Hansen.
She's been another nemesis.
Yeah.
Good pitch.
Strike called. So two down now. It'd be great for the Cubs if Baker can get out of this inning without giving up any runs. Foul tip. And quickly here, 0-2. And up and in for a ball, 1-2.
Come on,
come back! Wait, got her on strikes, and then we're tied the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth, and we're all tied, 7-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tieleman Construction and Stagett Tieleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771. WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
And back we go here. And it will be Allie Tiemann leading things off. And she sent this one back up the middle of base hit. Second baseman was over there, but there was no way they were going to get team in at first and with her speed. So Allie now 2-for-3 on the night. That brings up big sister Mackenzie Tiemann.
Now bring up number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann.
Tiemann, one for two, has a double, a walk, and scored a couple of runs. And swings and misses. And Allie takes off on the pitch, and she's into second base with a steal. So far, Coach Roberts has been very aggressive, sending the runners on the base paths tonight. And Tiemann takes a strike. Oh, no, that's a ball. He did call it a ball. 1-1. And that one's going to be popped up into center, and Hernandez makes the grab for out number one. And now that'll bring up Leighton Davis.
That'll bring up number seven, Leighton Davis.
We're all tied up at seven apiece. Davis trying to get Allie Tiemann in, put the Cubettes back up in front. And pitch is taken for a strike. And outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. And takes a strike. 1-2. Allie Tiemann at second, and the pitch to David. This is up high for a ball. Yeah. 2-2 now. And that one is a high fly ball out to right. Right fielder makes the catch, and Tiemann will tag and head to third. And so now it'll be up to Kylie Baker to try to get the run home.
Now batting number 18, Kylie Baker.
Great opportunity here for Kylie to help her own cause.
Yeah, Baker had a sack bunt earlier and a sack fly and popped up to the third baseman. Hit here could break that tie. And takes the first pitch. For a ball, 1-0. Wow, just got a big scoring update on Burton Lady Panthers. We'll get that on the next pitch. And that one is caught by the second baseman.
Oh, my goodness.
Line drive looked like it was for sure going to be a hit, but second baseman catches it for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. And one left on. We go to the seventh inning, all tied up at seven apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil. On FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Number five, Carly Little.
All right, as we come back here, we're in the top of the seventh inning, all tied at seven apiece. It'll be Carly Little, Chloe Klowinski, and Sophia Ramirez. And Baker's pitch, it's going to be sent out to right field. Prieto coming in, it's going to drop in for a base hit. Prieto was coming in, Allie teaming going out.
Number two, Chloe Klowinski.
Little bloopers dropped right in between them. And now that'll bring up Chloe Klowinski. Anyway, before the break, we were about to bring up the Burton Lady Panthers. They opened district play tonight against Milano, and Burton coming up with a big win, 22-1, the final score there.
Ooh.
And line drive to Davis, throw the first down.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Absolutely. So two down now with Ramirez coming up, and so hopefully that'll light a fire here under the Cubats. Then get one more out here and then try to win it in the bottom of the
Sophia
inning.
Ramirez.
Ramirez 1-for-3 with a single and a sack bunt. And she swings and misses. 0-1. And I went up and in a ball, and it's 1-1.
The matinee has turned into twilight.
Yeah. And bounced up there a ball. 2-1 count. Calm.
I tell you, she came with that knee-high fastball right on that outside corner on the left-handed hitting Ramirez.
Two balls, two strikes. Foul tip. Hit off the mask of Hyatt. And
it doesn't matter. The bell is going to ring.
Yeah. Travers coming out quickly to check on her. And she's okay. She's a gamer. She wants to continue. Umpire even checking, make sure she's okay.
We got to give Blue credit. He took a little stroll and let her shake it off a little.
And the 2-2 bounced up there a ball, 3-2. And that one foul down the line. Holds the count of 3-2. Pie ball 4. And so that'll get a base runner aboard. And Chloe Sanders, the batter now. Sanders has got a two-run single, and she's also walked a couple of times.
Now batting number 18, Chloe Sanders.
Let's see if Kylie can get her again. She is one of Kylie's strikeout victims.
Yeah, first pitch is a strike, 0-1. And a pie for a ball. One ball, one strike. We're in the seventh inning, tied 7-7.
Tell you what, Doug, we need to get Sanders because you got Bolden coming up.
Swung on and missed. 1-2. And after Bolden, you definitely don't want to get down to Hernandez.
You definitely don't want to do that. And the thing of it is, you look at Bolden, she's 0 for 4, but when you're 0 for 4, you are due.
Yeah. And down low for a ball, 2-2. And foul back. Count holds at 2-2.
Just got enough of it.
Pop up, and that's trouble. Well, that's going to drop in. And Ramirez goes first to third. And meanwhile, Sanders will go to second on the bloop single there.
All right, let's go, come back.
And now that'll bring up Jordan Bolden.
Jordan Bolden.
What do you think about that, Doug? Sanders wants to run.
Yeah. Maybe she can just get one, need one more out, get out of this inning. And she's going to get it back to Baker. Throw the first. And now we're tied to the side. In the inning, no runs. Two hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. And let's see if the Cubettes can pull this one out. Tied 7-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
And we come back here to the bottom of the seventh inning.
Number two, Harper Castillo.
Harper Castillo leads it off. And she'll be followed by Sandra Prieto and Alden Jacks here in the seventh inning. Cubettes need a run to win it. And for Huntsville, their only hope is to send it to extra innings. First pitch to Castillo is a ball. Castillo 3-for-3 on the night. Two singles, a double. A run scored and an RBI. And Pitch is taken for a strike, 1-1. She sends us on a high fly ball out to center, and that's going to be caught for out number one. And now that'll bring up Sandra
bring up
Prieto.
Number 15, Sandra Prieto.
Prieto 0 for 3 so far tonight. And this one, a slow roller over to third. Fires across to first, gets the out. And now Alden Jack's the batter.
Now batting number 5, Alden Jack.
Jack has been on base all 3 times. Triple, single, fielder's choice, and scored a couple of runs.
And we would credit her with that RBI, would we not?
Oh, yes. And takes pitch for a strike.
I sure want to see us get a run this inning, Doug.
Yeah. And Jax fouls that one away. It's quickly here 0-2. This one, a fly ball out to right, and it's going to be caught, so it'll be a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on, and we're going to extra innings. Still tied 7-7, back with the top of the 8th inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels. Trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
All right, as we move on to the top of the 8th inning, and it is going to be Angelique Hernandez, Katie Thorpe, and June Reed against Kylie Baker.
Leading off for the Lady Hornets, number 3, Angelique Hernandez.
Hernandez has been on base all 4 times tonight. 2 singles, a double, a walk, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. And bounced up the first, and it hit her.
We had to have another game with a hit back.
Yeah, we almost made it through it. We could have scored a run in the bottom half of that inning. We would have made it through with that hit
back. Katie Thorpe.
And Katie Thorpe, the batter here. Thorpe 1-for-3 with a single, a sack bunt, and a run scored. And squares away the bunt and fouls that one off. It's 0-1.
Thank you.
coach telling her, get the bat on the ball and get the ball down.
Yeah. And I'm on foul tip and 0-2.
Both times, Doug, and in the majority of the cases, she did not have her bat out in front of the plate. When you have don't have your bat out in front of the plate, you're not going to do a good job of getting the bunt down.
0-2 pitch now. Pops this one up, and that is going to go foul into the stands. Two pitch outside for a ball.
That pitch sailed on Kylie just a little. I think she wanted to get it more close to that outside corner, get her to go for it. But
man, that one outside of ball, 2-2. Throw down.
Got her.
Just got in. Just got in there at second base.
Sorry about that, Doug.
That's okay. It was close.
Good throw by Isabel.
Number four, June Reed.
Second steal of the night for Hernandez, and that'll bring up June Reed.
Nonetheless, big strike out there for Kylie.
Yeah, Reed fouls that one away.
Yeah, that Hernandez has done it all.
Pretty much.
Stolen bases.
And a pie for a ball. One and one. Yeah, that one turned on and fouled away. Makes it 1-2. I want to go down toward the batting cages on the right side. So now Riley Hansen comes up.
Now batting number nine, Riley Hansen.
Now if you're looking ahead to the bottom of this inning, the Cubettes will have the bottom of their order coming up. J.C. Hager, McKenna Marsters, and Allie Tiemann.
I tell you, Kylie's done a really good job in relief.
She certainly has. Swung and a miss. And no one count. So far, 9 strikeouts in relief. And 0-2, and can she make it number 10 right here? Oh, and it's got a run strike, and that will tie the side. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth, still tied at seven. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services. Not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank. Where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company. Serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning. Your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
And we come back here, bottom of the eighth inning. J.C. Hager takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Doug Brown and Tommy Langley with you on a Tuesday night here at Alumni Field, Parents' Night. And pitch up high for a ball.
Great time out there by Jason.
And Parker with her next pitch. And that is a strikeout. Just checking the scores and while we were at break. And they're having a slugfest over at across town over at Leroy Dreyer Field with Blinn and Galveston. And the pitch is down low, ball 3-1. Blinn right now leading that one 9-8, and they're only in the fourth inning.
Oh, my gosh. Not a whole lot of pitching, is it?
No. Meanwhile, another slugfest, but one-sided. And Burton Lady Panthers getting a 22-1 win over Milano earlier tonight. And that one's a pop-up. It's going to be caught by the second baseman. And McKenna Marsters, the batter
now. Number 21, McKenna Marsters.
In the dirt, a ball, 1-0. Parker has gone the whole way thus far for Huntsville.
Tell you what, when she's needed to get out, she's got out.
And pitch to Marsters. Here's a strike called, 1-1. And that one, a foul ball, and that's going to land in the dugout. Juke down the first base line. And that one is going to be smashed out to
what a play.
Center field, and Hernandez hauls it in. It's two down now. It'll be up to Allie Tiemann to try to salvage this inning. Get up for a charge into that one, but Hernandez was just right there to make that grab.
Great jump on the ball. I tell you what, just going to put another exclamation point there with Hernandez. Played good defense in center field and did a whole lot at the plate.
And Allie Tiemann takes the first pitch for a ball. Foul tip into the mitt, and it's 1-1. for her to get on here and get McKenzie team into the plate.
Tell you what, if we can get her on base, I got a lot of confidence in McKenzie.
Down low ball, and it's 2-1. And this one is a pop out to right field, and that'll retire the side. So we are going to the ninth inning now, and we're all tied up still 7-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
And we come back here. We're in the ninth inning, tied 7-7 with the Cubettes and the Huntsville Lady Hornets. And this one, a high drive back up against the wall. And it's going to be a leadoff double for Carly Little.
Third hit of the night for Little.
Out of that number nine spot. She's been on base all five times. Fielder's choice, single, error, single again, and a double.
Number two is Chloe Klawinski.
And Chloe Klawinski, the batter. And Klawinski's been on base three out of five times. She's got two singles, reached on there and scored a couple of runs. Last time up, hit into a double play. Would love for her to do that again. And pitch is taken down low for a ball.
The one thing we didn't want was a leadoff double.
And swing and a miss. Good heat on that pitch there by Kylie Baker.
Tell you what, just an outstanding relief job from Kali this evening.
Swung and missed.
Good pitch.
One ball and two strikes.
That ball had movement on it, Doug.
Yes, it did. And that was going to be popped up, and that is going to be foul out of play.
One of the dads would make a play over there. Dads are saying it's a little bit too chilly tonight for that. Nicholas over here laughing too. He knows.
And down low ball. Good stop there by Hyatt. 2-2. Foul away. Yeah, Ryan Thomas called on parties some new balls from the dugout. And now I think we're ready to resume. Polinski batting. The 2-2 popped up again and out of play. Remains 2-2. And next pitch, and Klawinski hanging in there.
I'm going to tell you what, a good at bat for Klawinski, a bad at bat for us.
He just gets been getting just enough of the ball
to
foul it off and keep and stay in that batter's box. And you got Ramirez waiting on deck.
Got it.
Swing and miss. Got her to chase one outside. And that is out number one.
Big strike out there for Kylan.
And now we bring up Sophia Ramirez.
Sophia Ramirez.
Ramirez 1-for-3. She's got a single, a walk, and also earlier laid down a sack bunt. And swings and misses 0-1. And for Baker, that's 11 strikeouts in relief since coming on in place of the starter, Leighton Davis. Pitch taken for a ball, 1-1. Yeah, that one. Taken for a ball, 2-1. Foul tip back into the screen, and it's 2-2. Two pitch, and a pop ball 3. Strikes, and that's two down now. And Chloe Sanders, who's been a dangerous hitter tonight, coming up. Sanders, two singles, two walks.
I'm going to predict the Baker's dozen.
There we go.
She's got 12.
I'd be good with that. Let's get this out here. Brennan's got the top of their order due up in the bottom half of this inning. You'd like to keep it a tie ball game. Up high for a ball.
Come on, pitcher, you got it.
And Sanders been on base 4 out of the 5 times.
And gets away from Hyatt, and the runner will move up. Two and oh count on Sanders. With Jordan Boulding due up next.
Come
Another low pitch, and it's 3-0.
Another good stop there by Isabel.
Strike, good comeback pitch there. And Thomas calling, Coach Roberts heading out to the circle. Baker here.
You know, I'm going to say she told her, don't give her a pitch she can drive.
Three balls and a strike. And that one's popped up.
Gotta make a play.
And Demon hauls it in for out number three. And so we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, tied 7-7. It'll be the top of the cup at batting order due up. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh-cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And on to the bottom of the ninth inning we go. Tied 7-7. And for the Cubettes, it'll be the top of the order due up. Mackenzie Tiemann, Layton Davis, and Kylie Baker.
Leading off for the Cubettes, number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann.
Tiemann 1-for-3 with a double and a walk. She's also scored a couple of runs. Parker still in the circle. And the pitch to her. And that's a little dribbler foul up the first base side. Right now, the key for the Cubettes, they need some base runners.
And I tell you what, this is our best opportunity, Doug. Top of the order. Got your leadoff hitter.
And the 0-1 to Tiemann. Outside for a ball. It's 1-1. And Tiemann sends this one out to set, and it's going to be caught by the center fielder Hernandez. And now they'll bring up Layton Davis.
Hit it to the wrong part of the field.
Yeah.
Number 7, Layton Davis.
I'll tell you what, Huntsville's got Hernandez over there for Huntsville. She is a heck of a ball player from what we've seen here tonight.
She is a player. Period.
And Davis sends one ground ball to shortstop. Throws on to first. That's two quick outs. And it will be Kylie Baker coming up.
We're out of spaces on the scoreboard, Doug.
We're going to bring up number 18, Kylie Baker.
And that went up high. 1-0. It's amazing because we had so much scoring in the early part of this game, and now
we're throwing up zeros.
Oh, yeah. It's all a matter of who wants to win it. And it's 2-0 now on Baker. With Harper Castillo due up next.
I tell you what, if we can get Kylie on, I like our chances with Harper.
And inside the ball, 3-0.
And we'll see here what happens. 3-0.
And strike call.
Okay, Doug, what would you do? You take one or take two?
I think you take two.
There you go.
See if she can throw you a strike. And she pops this one up.
Oh, my goodness.
Drops in for a base hit.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
We will take it.
Yeah, let's see if they're going to let Baker stay and run. Or they're going
to see a courtesy runner coming.
So Baker's going to stay and run. And Castillo, the batter, she's 3-for-4. Two singles, a double, a run scored, and an RBI.
I'll tell you what, we need one of those long doubles right now.
And the pitch to Castillo, fly ball, left fielder back, and she's going to make the grab. We're out number 3. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no error, and one left on. We go to the 10th inning, still tied 7-7. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
And on we go here to the top of the 10th inning. It's the middle of the order for Huntsville due up.
Jordan
Boulding, Angelique Hernandez, and Katie Thorpe against Kylie Baker. All tied at 7 apiece. Been that way since the 5th inning. The 1-0 pitch, up high for a ball, 2-0. And up and in a ball, 3-0. And a pie ball, 4. And Boulding reaches base for the first time tonight, and that'll bring up Angelique Hernandez. And Hernandez has been on base all five times she's been up so far tonight. Single, single, double, walk, hit bats. And then RBI, two runs scored, and two stolen bases as well. And takes the first pitch for a strike. And another one way high ball, 1-1. Squares away the bunt and gets it down. Baker throw to first, gets the out. And for the first time, Hernandez retired tonight.
But she still has a perfect night.
Yeah. And that'll bring up Katie Thorpe.
Number 11, Katie Thorpe.
And moves Bolding to second. It's really a tough call for there, Coach, because on the one hand, you're trying to get the runner moved over and in the scoring position, but on the other hand, Hernandez has been your best hitter tonight, and it's like, do you really want to take the bat out of her hands?
Yeah, that it is a very, very tough call, but, you know, you almost have to do it.
Yeah.
And she's such a good hitter. If she's such a good hitter, she's going to be a good bunter. She'll get the ball down and move the runner up.
And swung and a miss. And it's two strikes now on Thorpe.
Boy, the strikeout here in the worst way.
There's your Baker's Dozen.
Baker's Dozen.
13 strikeouts for Kylie Baker tonight. And now that brings up June Reed.
Now batting number 4, June Reed.
She has one sacrifice bunt. She's 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts. Davis got her twice, and Baker's gotten her twice. Pitch is a strike call, 0-1.
And you know, Doug, Kylie's fastball is as lively now as it was the first when she first came in.
And strike 2. 0-2, and Baker just one strike away from getting out of this inning.
What a district ball game.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
This has been incredible.
Got her.
Strike 3 called. And that will retire the side. So, in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. And one left on. We go to the bottom of the 10th inning. Still tied 7-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Burnham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Burnham.
Represent your team with spirit wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Burnham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Burnham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hall-Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool techs,
In business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
All right, as we come back here, bottom of the 10th inning, Sandra Prieto takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. It'll be Prieto followed by Alden Jackson, then J.C. Hager. And strike call, 1-1. We're in the 10th, tied 7-7 with the Brenham Cubettes and the Huntsville Lady Hornets. And pitch inside for a ball. 2-1. A pie ball. 3-1 now. Right now, Brenham just trying to get somebody on base that they can move around in a scoring position.
I believe we ought to take this pitch.
Yeah.
Yes. And
ball four.
Oh, we got a base runner.
Draws the walk. That'll bring up Alden Jacks.
Now batting number 5, Alden Jacks.
All right, Doug, what do you do? She's got a triple, a single.
I'll let her hit. And throw back. And Prieto's safely in there, 1-0.
We don't need to get picked off now.
No. And she does.
Oh, what a bunt.
Bunt.
Not going to get her.
First. That puts two aboard now for J.C. Hager.
I'll tell you what, Doug, an absolutely perfect bunt for Alden Jacks.
She absolutely right, T.L. She just laid it down.
I'll bring up number 3, J.C.
Perfect
Hager.
Perfect spot and just died on that the infield dirt there.
And it was... The first baseman's coming in. She had to field it, and there's no play with Alden speed.
And Hager trying to lay down another bunt, swings through, and it's 0-1.
I like Coach Roberts' strategy here. Try to move those runners up.
That pitch too high and takes for a ball, 1-1. Infielders were charging from the corners. And bunt, and it hit her. Umpire says she was in the box. Or still in the box when it hit. So one ball and
that
two
strikes. That was our break, and the umpire made the right call.
Yeah. So 1-2. Yeah, pitch to Hager. Fouled it up the first base side. Count remains 1-2, so the bunt off with two strikes. The bunt's off now.
I tell you what, Doug, a ground ball in the infield would work right now.
Yeah.
Better yet, right down the third base line.
Yep. A 1-2 pitch. Outside ball two. Two on, nobody out.
You know what? We'll take a walk too.
Yeah. Coach must ask where the pitch was. Umpire motioned that it was outside. And this one that is down the line, and it's going to be caught. Tagging is Prieto. She's going to go to third. And so now, base hit could win. Well, heck, just a fly ball could win it here. And that's going to bring a visit to the circle. McKenna Barstairs with a big at bat coming here.
Doug, what do you think about this one? Alden Jackson, a delayed steal to maybe try to draw a throw?
Yeah, that could work.
Now batting number 21, McKenna Marsters.
And McKenna Marsters here. Base hit wins it for the Cubettes. And Jackson.
Well, there goes the slow trot to second.
That puts her in. Now all we need is one.
Infield drawn in.
The 1-0. Up high a ball. 2-0. Allie Tiemann waiting on deck. And taking for a strike, it's 2-1.
Tell you what, Parker's battled also.
2-1 pitch, and that is going to be a miss. The Cubettes are going to walk it off. Sandra Prieto scores, and Brennan wins it 8-7.
Wow.
It was a ground ball to over to the first baseman. They kind of just kind of a miscommunication there, and it was enough for Prieto to come in and score, and the Cubettes win it. And
who would have ever dreamed?
The way this game has gone, that was definitely a possibility. That's going to send us to our post game in this broadcast of Brenham Cubhead Softball, made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The post game show made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tealman Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walsh Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Joe Masters Clearing and Mulching, WSC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, ADM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. And back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment.
When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers. But did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
All right, we welcome you back here to the post-game show. Doug Brown with you in the press box here, and joined by Kylie Baker. And Kylie, what a crazy game out there tonight. Y'all win it 8-7 in 10 innings, you came on in relief, and good outing tonight, 14 strikeouts. Tell us how you were feeling out there this evening.
Tired for sure. I mean, it's the most I've pitched all season, but that's not an excuse. The other pitcher was tired too. So I think just we were going out there and just trying to feed our defense and making sure we were staying in control and not letting one play turn into another one, and just making sure we were taking care of what we needed to take care of and keeping things simple.
Yeah, and it was a seesaw battle back and forth, so much scoring early, and then it got toward the end there where Parker were just putting up zeros after zeros, and it's like, when are we finally going to break through? But then you guys finally do it in the bottom of the 10th, and I imagine it was quite an elated feeling in the dugout there.
Yes, sir. The dugout energy was really good. I think just the energy on the field as a whole was really good. And like I said, the other pitcher was tired, and they had, like, we were tired too. So just making sure we were staying composed and knowing that we had seen the pitcher multiple times, so that kind of gets you a little more antsy. So just making sure we were, like, relaxing and just taking our pitch and making sure that we were making her come to us.
Yeah, and big thing too, especially because then now even y'all out of 2-2 in district, which I know coming in y'all didn't want to fall 1-3 behind, so gives you some good footing going forward.
Yes, sir. It is really good going forward to make sure we're 2-2. It'll be another dogfight on Friday, and just making sure that we're going back to work tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for joining us. All right. And okay, and we got Alden Jacks joining us here in Alden, congratulations. A big win for you gals tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and of course, as we were talking with Kylie, they're a crazy game back and forth with y'all trading leads all night. And then had to be quite the relief to finally get that final run across there in that last inning.
It really was. I mean, it was a dogfight the whole game, and I'm really proud of our team for coming out on top and putting up the fight that we did.
Yeah, and earlier in the game, of course, back in that second inning, your first at bat, you had a triple there, and then and then also had a single as well. And take us through those, and well, in a single too in that last inning, and take us through your at bats, what you were feeling up there tonight at the plate.
When I was feeling, I was honestly very encouraged by the way that my team was showing up, cheering me on. And once that first triple happened, I felt so amazing and encouraged that it just kept carrying on through the entire game.
And then how about, she just left, but how about Kylie's performance tonight, coming in there out of the bullpen and putting up 14 strikeouts for y'all?
Yes, Kylie did absolutely amazing. I don't know what we would do without her, honestly.
All right, Alden, well, congratulations on the win, and good luck coming up Friday night.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's get Coach Roberts in here. Well, Coach, 10 innings in, and I know I'll speak for Tommy. This is one of the dangest games we've ever called.
Oh, I know. It was a lot of back and forth battle, you know. I'm glad that we're on top of it, because when you lose after those, you know, it's a little bit worse sometimes. No, I thought our girls competed well. We actually started hitting better, but putting up zeros because, I mean, they were playing at the fence. I mean, we were hitting the ball real hard and just couldn't scratch anything across until right there at the end.
And Kylie Baker turning in one whale of a performance tonight, 14 strikeouts. Talk about the job she did.
I just thought I was very impressed with her composure overall, you know, especially when you go into extra innings like that. Like she said, too, she threw a lot more pitches than she's used to throwing. So just staying in it, I could tell that she was locked in mentally out there. And it just it gets harder when you're in, you know, 7, 8, 9 innings. They had runners on, multiple times right there, and she stayed composed and came up with some big strikeouts. I just thought she had a really good day.
Yeah, and then and even at different points where y'all were down, the team just kept – one thing that was impressive, the team just kept right on there battling the whole game.
They did. We got a little stuck defensively one inning, and I told them, like, we've got to be a little bit better than that, and this ball game may be over sooner if we take care of some things defensively. But I will say that they did – you know, they could have easily folded, but they held it together and came and competed as a team. You know, everybody contributed in their own way tonight, some form or fashion.
And, of course, one thing we – I didn't talk about was being parents night too, and y'all got to celebrate the parents before the game tonight, and especially great that you got to send the parents home with a win tonight.
Yeah, they'll be a little happier, huh? No, I think they're making us a meal right now,
so that's
even better. We're very thankful for all they do for our program, and I know the girls are too, you know, the support at home and everything. So, yes, it's always a little bit better on that side of things with the victory.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and have a good rest of the night.
Thank you. You too.
All right, and we're going to take another break and be back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back? You've got some nerve showing up here again, looking all delicious with your fresh all-beef patties, melty cheeses, grilled peppers and onions, and jalapeno ranch. When I want you, you're nowhere to be found. And now you're back? Aw, get in here. We just missed you, that's all. The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back for a limited time and harder to resist than ever. Download the app. What a burger.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality, new home construction, and remodeling? Tielemann Construction has been serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, Make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during the baseball-softball season.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubet softball teams.
All right, as we come back here, and time to take a look at our final stats for tonight and for the Brenham Cubettes. Mackenzie Tiemann, she was 1-for-4 in the game with a double, a walk, and 2 runs scored. Leighton Davis was 1-for-5 with a double, an error, and reached on an error, rather, and also had an RBI. Kylie Baker was 1-for-3 with a single, also had a sack fly, and had an RBI on a sack fly and laid down a sack bunt. Harper Castillo was 3-for-5, 2 singles, a double, run scored, and an RBI. Sandra Prieto 0-for-4, but had the walk and ended up scoring the game-winning run. Alden Jacks with a bunt single, and had 2 singles and a triple. Reached on a fielder's choice, RBI, 2 runs scored. J.C. Hager was 0-for-5 on the night. McKenna Marstairs was 1-for-4, single, but did have 3 RBIs. And Allie Tiemann, 2-for-4, 2 singles, and an RBI as well. And, of course, the big stat winning pitcher was Kylie Baker, coming in with 14 strikeouts and really doing the number there. And how about this? Just got word the Cub baseball team over in Lake Creek tonight, and they're in the fourth inning. Cubs have taken a 7-1 lead in that one.
Good job. Good job. Can be a big road win there.
Absolutely.
Playing over at Lake Creek.
All right, we're going to take another break. When Tommy and I come back, we're going to select our John Breeden Star of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodere.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the
perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
All right, it's time to name our John Breeden star of the game. And we actually just heard from her a little bit ago, and we're going to go with Kylie Baker.
I tell you what, no doubt about it, Doug. Kylie Baker came in relief of Leighton Davis. Was in a situation where they had already scored some runs, and we needed somebody to get an out. And I tell you what, after that, when Kylie came in relief, all she did for the rest of the game, she would someone would get a hit or maybe a walk or something. But after that, she settled in, and she just kept throwing up zeros, and just an outstanding pitching performance from Kylie. And that 14 strikeouts, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. All coming in relief.
Yeah, she ended up pitching 7 1/3 innings of relief, allowed 6 hits, 3 runs. None of those runs were earned, and 4 walks to go along with those strikeouts. And total on the night, according to Game Changer, she finished with 150 pitches in the game.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Well, what a pitching performance. Just an outstanding game. Kylie Baker, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game, sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South A Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Outstanding capacity, innovation, and the industry's highest density come together in a New Holland Roll Belt Round Baler. Available from WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. Whether you make 4x5 foot, 4x6 foot, or 5x6 foot bales, there's a roll belt right for you. All models feature wide, durable pickups and smooth feeding systems for faster baling. Integrated precision solutions help you make smart baling decisions on the go. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy today. WC Tractor, now with 6 convenient locations to serve you. Find them at WCTractor.com.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, as we come back here one more time to Alumni Field, and once again, your final score, the Brenham Cubettes win it over the Huntsville Lady Hornets 8-7 in 10 innings, finishing just under the three-hour mark, and the folks that came out tonight, they got their money's worth.
No doubt about it. The fans did get their money's worth. The one thing I will say, I think everybody was on edge there for about five innings when everybody was throwing up zeros. But I tell you what, just an outstanding performance, you know, by this Cubettes softball team this evening. We talked about it prior to the game. You didn't want to have another district loss, and then because you still got a couple of tough games coming up on this first round yet. So we're going to say it was a must win, and the Cubettes came through and they got the victory.
Absolutely, and that's going to do it for us here from the ballpark tonight. And I want to thank Elizabeth back at the studio for her great job on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
Once again, the final score of the Brenham Cubettes softball game is the Brenham Cubettes 8 and Huntsville Hornets 7. The postgame show is made possible by Kendura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Telman Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Waterburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coacher's Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Thank you for tuning in, everyone, and have a good night.